listening to God's Big Story, a podcast for kids. Every week, we teach the Bible, sing the Bible, and talk about what it means with a friend or two. I'm your host, Julie, and I'm here with my co-host, Matt.
Hey, everybody.
Matt, I am having so much fun lately. Do you want to know why?
What a silly question. Of course I do.
I've been baking like crazy. I'm making all sorts of yummy treats and breads and muffins and, well, just all sorts of stuff. I guess you could say I was totally inspired by our baker friend, Rachel.
Rachel inspired me, too, to eat a lot of yummy treats and breads.
Eating is a good reward after baking. But I'm not only baking, I'm trying to learn about food as I go. Like, Matt, did you know that almost all baked goods require flour?
No kidding?
And flour is made from wheat. And wheat grows on a stalk, in a field, in Kansas, I think? I don't know. Obviously, I still have a lot more to learn, but you get the idea.
Good for you, Julie. Sounds like a good deal to me. Learn about food, make food, eat food. If you ever needed a taste tester, hey, I'm here for you. You know, in today's story, we're going to learn about something that is a lot like flour. It's called barley.
Barley, huh? Can't say that I've used that for any of my recipes. What does it taste like? Can I bake with it? Does it grow on a stalk like wheat?
You know, I don't know. But I know that in the Bible, barley is mentioned a lot. Like in our story today. Hey, I've got an idea. Hey, producer Brad.
What's up, Matt?
Hey, did you finish the paint job on that time machine yet?
Sure did. The color is called Bible Times Brown. Pretty cool, huh?
Sure. I mean, if you like brown, it sort of looks like poo.
Great, Brad.
Brown will help you stay camouflaged as you head back to ancient times.
Ooh, smart. Well, is it ready to take a trip back to the promised land?
You bet. Grab your stuff, buckle up, and we're off.
Let's go.
Whoa!
Incoming!
Ugh. No matter how many times we do this, that landing never gets easier, does it?
Nope. I think I lost my lunch, if you know what I mean. Well, did we make it? I see nothing.
I don't think that's nothing, Matt. No, we're right in the middle of a huge field. I think we actually did make it. Oh, and look over there. I see a group of people, I think. Let's go and see if they can help us.
Excuse me?
Hello. Where did you come from?
I might ask you two the same thing. Your chariot, cart, and box thing plowed into all my barley.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry. We didn't mean to. We just sort of got lost.
Lost, huh? Well, I don't know where you're supposed to be, but you're currently in the barley field that belongs to Boaz. My name is Elizabeth. Are you here to work?
Great to meet you, Elizabeth. My name is Matt, and this is Julie. And again, we are so sorry for ruining your barley. As you might have guessed, we're not exactly from around here. We were just hoping to find someone who could teach us about barley.
Well, if you don't know about barley, then you definitely aren't from around here. In fact, I don't know if I've ever met anyone who didn't know about barley. But I'll tell you what. If you give me a hand here, I'll answer your questions about barley while we work.
Sure. I mean, it's the least we could do since we caused so much damage to the field.
Speaking of damage, let me take a look. Wait a minute. I'm not sure how this happened, but it looks like whatever you did actually helped harvest lots and lots of barley. Praise Jehovah Jireh, our provider.
Wow, God is so good. So, Elizabeth, what is barley, and what do you do with it? It seems pretty important.
Barley is a grain. It grows on stalks like these here in the field. The grain is what's inside the little pods. And you're right, barley is important to us. For one thing, we feed it to the horses and donkeys so that they can stay strong for their work. For many of us, barley is how we make bread. Bread that keeps us strong. Such a little grain makes a big difference. If we have just one bad crop of barley, we could all go hungry.
Wow. But, Elizabeth, it looks like a whole lot of work for such a little grain.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. But as I said, it provides for our needs and that of our animals. Boaz is a kind owner. and allows us to pick up extra from the field and bring it home to eat. You're right about one thing, Matt. God is good to provide such a hearty grain for us to eat. And for that, we are thankful, even if it's a lot of work.
Elizabeth, thanks for your time today. We sure are grateful to learn a little more about this special little grain.
Of course. Are you leaving so soon? I barely got to know you. Well, I hope what we talked about helps you and that you get back safely to wherever it is you're from. Thanks for your help.
Here at God's Big Story, we love the Bible, and we want you to love it too. In fact, we have something we say each week that reminds us that the Bible is true. Have you learned it yet? Great! Let's say it together. The Bible is God's true word. It is from God and about God, and it is true. That's right. Let's pray and ask God to help us listen and understand His word. God, thank you so much for your word. Thank you for Jesus, who is the truth, and for the Holy Spirit, who helps us understand who you are and what you have done. Amen.
We've been learning about the section of the Bible called the Old Testament. The Old Testament has a total of 39 books. Last season, we learned about the first 5 books of the Old Testament called the Pentateuch. Now let's say Pentateuch together. 1, 2, 3.
Pentateuch.
The books in the Pentateuch are Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
We learned so many stories from the first 5 books of the Bible. Now we're going to talk about the books of history. These books help us to understand the story of God's people, the Israelites.
And our story today comes from the book of history called Ruth. Do you remember the Promised Land? After God's people left Egypt, they wandered around in the wilderness until they came to the land God promised them, the Promised Land.
But standing between the Israelites and the Promised Land was the wall of Jericho. Do you remember what happened at Jericho? That's right. God knocked down the wall, making a way for the Israelites to enter the Promised Land.
Our story today begins with the family who lived in the Promised Land, but then moved away to another place where the people did not love and trust God. This family had a mom, a dad, and 2 sons who each had wives. The family had a really hard time in this new place, and sadly, the dad and the sons died.
The mom, Naomi, can you say Naomi? Good job, was sad, and she missed her home, and she wanted to go back to the Promised Land. Ruth, one of her daughters-in-law, wanted to go with her. Ruth knew that it was good to go with Naomi, even though the Promised Land wasn't Ruth's home. Naomi was her family, and she wanted to stay with her family.
Let's get an even closer look at the story by reading what Ruth said to Naomi from the Bible. If you're at home, open up your Bible with me. Our story today can be found in the Old Testament, the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verse 16. I'll give you a moment to find it. Ruth 1, 16 through 18. Remember, it's okay to ask for help if you need it. If you don't have a Bible with you right now, that's okay too. You can just listen closely. Okay, is everyone ready? Ruth chapter 1, verses 16 through 18 says, "But Ruth said, 'Do not urge me to leave you or to return from following you. For where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. May the Lord do so to me, and more also, if anything but death parts me from you.' And when Naomi saw that she was determined to go with her, she said no more."
Ruth loved Naomi and trusted that God is good. Naomi and Ruth went back home, but soon after, Naomi had a hard time believing that God was good and that He would take care of them. She was sad because she missed her husband and her sons, and she worried because there wasn't a lot of food in the land.
But Ruth trusted that God would take care of them. She went to work in a barley field to get food. Each day, when Ruth was finished working in the field, she was allowed to gather the leftover barley to take home and eat. God took care of Naomi and Ruth and helped them get enough food.
The field where Ruth worked was owned by a man named Boaz. On the count of three, say Boaz. One, two, three. Boaz. Now, Boaz was a very important man, and he had heard how Ruth had come back to the Promised Land with Naomi. He told his workers to be kind to Ruth and to let her take all the barley she wanted. God used Boaz to take care of Naomi and Ruth because God is good.
Naomi knew who Boaz was and that he was a good and important man. She thought he might be able to help them even more. So Naomi sent Ruth to ask Boaz to help take care of her and Naomi. Boaz agreed to help them. He married Ruth, and they had a baby and started a new family. God took care of Naomi and Ruth and gave them a new family. Naomi thanked God for her family.
God takes care of his people because he is good. He gave Naomi and Ruth food, a home, and a new family because he's good. He wants his people to trust that he is good even when things are hard or sad. Being with God is the best thing for us. God is good.
You just heard God's word. Let's play a game to see what you've learned. We call it
5 Second Fly-Through Review.
That's right, and our friend Elizabeth is here to play our game with us. Tell us how to play, Elizabeth.
All right, I'm going to ask you 5 questions, and you'll have 5 seconds to think of the answer. When the timer runs out, let's shout out our answers together and see if you got it right.
Okay, everyone, are you ready?
Here we go!
Okay, question number one. Who moved back home to the Promised Land?
Naomi and Ruth.
Question number two. What kind of food did Ruth gather in the field?
Barley.
Question number three. Who did God use to provide for Naomi and Ruth?
Boaz.
Question number four. Boaz made sure Naomi and Ruth had all the food they needed, and he even married who?
Ruth.
And question number five. What did God show Naomi and Ruth?
God is good.
How did you do? Did you learn something new about God today? Or were you reminded of something good, true, or beautiful that you already knew? Well, now it's time to live like it's true. This week, draw a picture of your family. Then pray and thank God for everyone in your family by name.
As we finish up our time together, let's do a Bible challenge check-in. How's it going? Have you and your family gotten to read God's word or pray together this week? Don't forget, we're trying to find at least 3 days each week to spend time with God. If you haven't yet, print off the tracker so you can see how you're doing. The tracker can be found in our show notes.
Now let's sing together with a song. It's called God's Big Book.
Hey, gather around. Come hear the story that God's written down. See what's inside. Living and acting, His word is alive.
Cover to cover, page after page. See what He has to say.
In God's big book. In God's big book. In God's big book. In God's.
Gave us the word.
of Jesus. Haven't you heard? We know that it's true. He's talking to me and he's talking to you.
Cover to cover, page after page, see what he has to say. Loves me, this is how I know. Yes, he does, the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, this is how I know. Yes, he does, the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, this is how I know. Yes, he does, the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, this is how I know. Yes, he does, the Bible tells me so.
In God's big book,
whoa,
in God's big book,
in God's big book, in God's big book, in God's big book.
Thanks for listening to God's Big Story. Today's story was just one of the stories in the Bible, which is really just one big story about one big God.
If you'd like to read more about Naomi and Ruth, you can turn to the Book of Ruth anytime and read it together as a family, maybe over dinner. For more information or details about the show, be sure to check out this episode's description or visit tvcresources.net.
And tune in next time to God's Big Story. We'll see you again real soon.
Bye.